everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Mortgage Matters with Amaya Group. Except today, we're not necessarily talking about mortgage matters. This morning on the way driving into the office, I thought there's so much happening in the world today and a lot of exciting things that are not mortgage related. And so we decided to hang out today, have a conversation, and talk about all of the cool things that are happening. So you know I'm going to start with the most exciting thing to happen in DC in a really, really, really long time. So Chris and I have the opportunity. We are hosting some of our partners at a Caps game tonight. And we are really, really hoping to be there when Ovi sets some records and breaks some records, I should say, tonight. And that's really exciting. So who wants to talk about what's going on with Ovi and the Caps? Who wants to kick us off on this?
Listen, I cannot be more excited. It's almost like Christmas morning. So Ovi is about to crush, well, hopefully crush, Gretzky's record that he scored. I mean, it's just mind-blowing that how much these guys have been able to score. And really, truly, if you break it down, not a lot of time. I mean, yes, they both had very long careers, but Gretzky in 1,487 games scored 894 goals. So that's what the great chase is all about. We're trying to chase that number and see if we can crush it. Ovi right now has played 1,485 games and he's got 892 goals. So it'd be really epic if he could have a hat trick tonight and do it faster than Gretzky too.
Right. So he's two goals to tie, three goals to break. If that happens to happen at this game tonight, Chris has a theory about this, about tonight. Cause I'm like, no, we're too early. It's never going to happen tonight, but Chris has a theory. So what is that theory, Goodman?
No, so what I am saying is that if he gets two in regular time, that they will either give him an empty netter or basically let him do it so he can celebrate that at home. Because if he gets to two, the next game is a road game in New York. So do you really want to go up against the Islanders? Also a fun fact, Ovi has never scored on the Islanders goalie in his career.
Wait, in how many games? 1,008. How many games was that, Ange, that he's played?
So, 1,485 to be exact.
Okay. So
the current Islanders goalie, he has never once scored on in his career.
Okay, but did he
that
just start?
Wild. That's wild. That's so wild. So Chris, so like break this down for people out here in our audience who don't really understand. So you're saying that the next game, because there's another home game though. So how many away games are in between tonight and the last? There's one more home game. So for those of you who don't know, Ovechkin, and I remember when he came to the Caps, it was just so exciting. Can't believe it. He's been a Capital his entire career. This is very exciting. So, but Chris, there's how many away games are there in between? Just one?
Just one.
Okay. So, but it's possible he scores one tonight, one away, and hits the last on the home game.
That's probably how it will play out. My theory was if he gets two tonight, they're going to want him to do it at home.
Oh, for sure.
So if for some reason he gets two tonight, you don't think that they'll wait for the last game at home for him
that
to do it.
You
think they'll end up doing it? That's an interesting theory.
No, I think if he gets two tonight, Chris, they rest him for the Islanders because he should be resting anyways. We're locked in. Then he scores the last one at home.
You can't rest Ovi when you're in the race for the President's Cup, though. The President's
so
Cup means
ahead.
Home ice advantage in the Stanley Cup. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's locked
in. That ain't
in.
No slouch.
I love this. I love this live, we'll call it lively conversation. This is amazing. We're really excited and we're bringing up some super fans from the Richmond market where we do some business. Really excited. And they are pumped for the seats that we have. So fun fact, there are some great seats that fearless leader has, and they're his own personal season tickets. And we got this game. It's really cool. So five rows behind Caps bench on their tunnel. So this is very exciting. And in case you guys didn't know, I'm just there because I really want to lay eyes on my boyfriend, Tom Wilson. Everyone knows, right? We're only there to see two people, Tom Wilson and Ovechkin.
Hey, poor Chris. You know what you're there for.
That's it. So what's on your guys' mind? What else do you guys want to talk about? I mean, that's definitely been the top priority right there. So I've been very excited for this day. I did have a proud mom moment last night. I didn't share with you yet.
Oh, well, what happened last night, proud mom?
So proud mom. So we have been taking the tour of all the sports for Johnny. And so he has tried soccer, he's tried basketball, and he's officially decided to try baseball. So we've had a couple practices, opening days on Saturday. So big things are happening. So at practice last night, I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't see him on the field. Where's he at? Like, and I look over and I do a double take into the dugout. They're definitely like loading him up with all the catcher's gear. I was like, oh, it's like that. I was like, did he ask? So all these things are going through my mind. He walks out and you could see him. He's like walking like the Michelin man. I was like, this kid can't even hardly move. Gets back there and does a phenomenal job. Like, far from perfect, but for never having played baseball before, nonetheless put on catcher's gear and sat back there. He did a great job. It was so awesome. So we get in the car.
So he wasn't scared at all? He wasn't scared at all? And his knees weren't bothered? Like, everything was good?
So he couldn't squat all the way, but he got in a decent position with like one knee down, you know, glove up, trying to remember to keep that other hand behind his back. So all of a sudden, you know, we finished practice. He does a great job. We're cheering him on. We get in the car and I was like, hey, buddy, like, did you ask to try catching? He's like, nope. I said, did the coach ask you to try? He goes, no, uh-uh. I said, well, how'd you end up in the catcher's gear? He goes, well, mom, they asked who had a cup on. And I was the first one to raise my hand.
Who has a cup on?
Okay.
You got to protect the goods. You got to protect the goods. That's hysterical.
Out of the mouths of babes. He was like, mom, I was so proud. I knew the answer. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm in.
I love that so much. I love that so much. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. That's exciting. Do you have any pictures?
I do. I'll share it with you.
Yes, you have to share a picture. We might have to include it in the social media post for this podcast episode.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it was
so
pretty cool.
That's baseball. Well, this is a good segue because did you know, Ange, that Good played baseball?
Like professionally or just like as a child?
No, I wish I did. No, yeah. I played for almost 16 years.
Dang.
And what position did you play?
I was always third base. I caught for a hot second, but I was a little too big and my knees couldn't hold me up that long during the games. So they stuck me out at third base. I tried my hand at pitching. I tried my hand at first base and everything else, but third was where I shined.
Okay, that's that so means awesome. You have an arm. That means you have an arm.
I used to. Whether I do anymore or not is probably debatable. My shoulder definitely remembers the baseball days. I will tell you that.
Still, because this was when you were how old were you when you played?
I stopped playing at 17. High school wanted me to play, but I had to give up my spring break and I wasn't willing to do that. So I quit.
Priorities.
I know. In hindsight, I probably regret not continuing it. But, you know, at the time we did what we did and I enjoyed my spring break in Panama City, Florida.
Yeah. And all the ratchetness, I'm sure. That 100%. That is really interesting. I didn't know that you actually threw in the towel because you weren't willing to give up your spring break. That's hysterical.
Yeah, that was the original reason. And then never looked back.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I played softball.
Did you? What position did you play?
So I played all of it. I did catch for a while, but my sweet spot ended up being shortstop. And I literally loved it. And I always had I guess I had this little nickname behind me that I played like full contact softball, but there, once I got in, I went like all in, like playing my poor mom. She, you know, I was playing school. I was playing league. I was playing all the travel teams. She was taking me all over the state of Virginia, everywhere. And I literally was like breathing, eating, sleeping softball. And I literally loved it. So I love that he is excited to finally try baseball. So.
Yeah, that's exciting. Well, congratulations to Johnny. I was a softball mom for George and Dave, softball dad, and it was a lot. That is a serious commitment for parents, I think, with any sport. So kudos to you, Ange, because George Ann was a competitive cheerleader too. We were hot. Listen, you want to talk about some hard work for parents? We were at it was called Jiffy or Nissan at the time. Jiffy Lube. Yeah. Wait, yeah. What
Nissan
of those
Pavilion,
at the time?
And now it's Jiffy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so it was Nissan. And Dave and I were strapping on, concessions, hoofing up and down the lawn so that we could raise money for her competitive cheer. And we did that at multiple concerts. So yeah, there's me, right? And I'm trying not to tumble backwards, carrying this, marching uphill, hawking beer here.
With all the sober people in the lawn. Yeah. I'm sure. Right. I was like, right. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's hysterical. So who knew this entire episode was going to be around sports? So for our audience, in case you didn't know, we're all avid sports fans. Chris is a little bit of a traitor because he's a Braves fan and
yeah,
a Georgia fan.
Yeah, but that's not
fan.
Something I can really be proud of right now, considering we are literally the only team in the MLB without a win at this point.
The season just started. You have plenty of time.
Hang on to the Chipper Jones days. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh. Those were heydays. I remember going to Fulton County Stadium watching them.
Well, we'll close the episode with a little bit about, what we actually do, because we actually have jobs. So this is interesting. Depending on when you listen to this episode, is being recorded right after some additional tariff news on what's happening. And we got some serious mortgage rate improvement because of that. And we're hoping that this holds out and that this is the long-term, the start of the long-term decline of rates. Does anybody want to say anything quickly here? I mean, obviously, we're not going to talk about anything that's political, really, for us sitting in our seats and for our industry. As far as mortgage specific, we are excited that, obviously we got a lot of rate help. So really, I'll just leave it there. Do you guys want to say anything else about it?
I think I just want to say,
it's going to be interesting to see how kind of it all plays out with the economy and the tariffs and see, what good it does, what does it hurt, things like that. Because, I think we're just in unprecedented, unseen economic times where, even the best of the best who have tried to predict it get it wrong these days just because it's so unpredictable.
Absolutely. I mean, yes, I'm excited for some of my home buyers that have been sitting on the fence that now will feel even more comfortable, but also now a whole lot of other people will feel comfortable to come back to market or now qualify. So the help in the mortgage rates is great, but obviously there's still a lot of unknown and volatility. So we're just staying on our toes to keep everybody, informed as best we can as the information is, flying in.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys, for this impromptu podcast session today. I really appreciate it. For our audience, thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you next time. Have a great day.
You can find us online at www.themayagroup.com and on all socials at The Maya Group. Thank you.